I want to tell you about a book that's just been published. If you listened to John on the Rhondda before, I think you might be interested. And if you're a regular listener to my Rhondda radio talks and podcasts, I'm pretty sure you'll want to get hold of a copy, and probably several, to give as presents to friends and family. The book is called Up the Rhondda. Good title, isn't it? And if you heard some hoil in the way I said, Up the Rhondda, almost as though there was an exclamation mark at the end, well, that's because there is an exclamation mark at the end. Up the Rhondda! Exclamation mark. The publishers are Earlolva, and you can find the book on their website, which is earlolva.com. That's YLOLFA.com. YLOLFA.com. Earlolva means the lounge in Welsh, and Up the Rhondda is the sort of nice, leisurely book that you can lounge about reading. Oh, I nearly forgot. The author. It's not J.R. Hartley. It's me, John Geraint. John on the Rhondda. For the last year and more, I've been entertaining you and everyone in my native valley with these popular 10-minute Rhondda radio talks, which double up as the podcast, John on the Rhondda. As you may know, it's not so long ago that I recorded the 100th edition, a Tonopandy Tunup, as I dubbed the centenary episode, stealing the title of a ballad I wrote as a teenager, which I dreamt would one day be recognised as the great Rhondda rock song. Almost every week, listeners to John on the Rhondda ask whether these stories and histories have been turned into a book. Well, now they have. It's a book that takes us down crazily angled terrace streets, on magical mountain walks, to brachy cafes, and with teenage sweethearts to see Rhondda heroes on the silver screen. We meet eccentric schoolteachers, working class billionaires, and the man who invented Corona Pop. Yes, many of the chapters of Up the Rhondda draw on memories of my own childhood and teenage years, and inevitably that involves a degree of nostalgia. But I'd like to think that Up the Rhondda is more than a catalogue of heroes, that it coalesces as a picture of Rhondda dynamism, as a portrait of a people who have agency, who have a grip on their own lives and their own world. It's a book about the values the valley has invented and imagined, the values it's lived by, and about how some of those values might help guide not just the Rhondda, but perhaps the whole nation, the whole of humanity even, towards a better future. Ah, the future. If you want to know where you're going, so they say, it helps to know where you've come from. And so Up the Rhondda lays out the whole history of our valley. We hear about the early Victorian travellers to the Rhondda, who were overwhelmed by its sublime beauty. But beneath this scarcely populated rural paradise which they saw, lay the world's finest steam coal. Within a generation of its discovery, the Rhondda had been utterly transformed. Bare moorland still enfolded it, but every inch of the valley floor was colonised by voracious, swaggering humanity. By the time of the Great War, well over 150,000 souls had poured into this cauldron, a rate of growth rivalled worldwide only by New York and Chicago. This new American Rhondda was a linear city, 12 miles long, running north to south from Blaen Rhondda to Trehafford. Another 8 miles, forking northeast from the gateway of Porth up to Mardy. A linear city in a thoroughly modern milieu, trendy shopping emporia, top-class entertainment venues, state-of-the-art sports stadia, and a network of electric tram cars running the length of the Twin Valleys. Add to that a heady mix of progressive education, religious fervour, and articulate radical politics. There was music in the cafes at night, as well as in the chapels, and revolution in the air. The industrial disputes of the 1920s and the depression of the 1930s knocked the stuffing out of all that. Joblessness visited the Rhondda, poverty, hunger. It became Heartbreak Valley. The Second World War saw a brief uptick, but by the time I was born in 1957, only a dozen or so of the Rhondda's 79 mines were still cutting coal. So I grew up in a strange, partly ruined, but once mighty metropolis. The river still ran black through it, despite the worked-out seams of the Black Diamond. There was deprivation, delinquency, dereliction all over the shop, all over the shops. And yet, the Rhondda of my childhood still sang with a brio that was far more than plain defiance. The communal values of looking out for each other, standing by each other, standing with each other, had been imprinted deep. Hard work and hard times forged our temperaments, fired our souls. Rhondda people shared a bond, a camaraderie that seemed so natural to us, but was so hard won. In its struggles and campaigns, this valley had glimpsed a better way of organising the world, a fairer, more noble way of living, and it did more than remember it. It lived it still. It ached for fair play. But Rhondda's egalitarianism was never content to be reduced to a flat, standardised formula for sharing out the world's miserable pittance. Oh no, one of the things I've always loved about my valley is how colourful it was, how colourful it is. How green was my valley? It was never just green. And it still is, every shade of the rainbow, full of character, full of characters. It's seen dark days and troubled times for sure, but it's always risen above them. There's another side to the Rhondda, you see, the bizarre, the absurd, the joyful. Everything that lifts life here out of the drab and the grey. The hoyle, the carnival of valley's life. Brass bands and jazz bands, streaky snooker players and dead-eye darters, jokers and dreamers, painters and pop stars, harpists and champion leek growers. And my Uncle Len, the surreal black comedy of the whole shooting match. All of this, and more, is what life in the Rhondda is made of. And all of it, I hope, is captured in my book, Up the Rhondda. Whether you come from the Rhondda or elsewhere in the valleys, or your family did, or you simply want to understand this very special community better, I hope you'll find something in Up the Rhondda to pique your interest, and something to set you thinking about your Wales, our Wales. Your world, our world. As I say in one of the chapters, if there is a Heraeth bound up in this, it's not solely that deep and characteristically Welsh longing for a past or a place that we can never enjoy again. Mine is a peculiar sort of Heraeth. A Heraeth for what might yet be. The Rhondda, with an exclamation mark, by John Geraint, is published by Urlolva, and you can order it directly from the publishers at urlolva.com. That's YLOLFA.com. Or, of course, from any good bookshop. And I hope you'll join me, John Geraint, Up the Rhondda, next time in John on the Rhondda.
Lying in a cot on a pandy, smashed up like a bottle of coke. Driving on a bottle of brandy, it's
someone's idea of a joke. Just made the bend by the plaza. Can't see the shame on the lights. Feeling like Samson in Gaza. On a ton of panty ton up tonight. Ton of panty ton up. Gonna take a run up a new road faster than light. Ton of panty ton up. Might just see the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Everybody's wanting the answers, written down and sealed in advance. Everybody's watching the dancers, who's gonna get up and dance? Everybody grabs what's progressive, everybody digs what's their own. Maybe we're just too possessive to turn the whole world upside down. Ton of panty, ton up, gonna take a run up a new road faster than light. Ton of panty, ton up, might just see the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Depression, speed is the only release. Dylan screams out there's injustice, black and white below and above. All of them know just what lust is, but no one's quite so sure about love. Ton of panty, ton up, gonna take a run up a new road faster than light. Ton of panty, ton up, might just see the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Flying in a cart on a pandy, smashed up like a bottle of coke. End up like an old can of shandy, kicked in and empty and broke. Going out looking for trouble, feeling just a little bit tight. Thinking about bursting the bubble on a ton of panty ton up tonight. Ton of panty ton up, gonna take a run up. Ton of panty ton up, alright. Ton of panty ton up, might just see the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Night.